Hi guys, welcome back to my other half. It's Eliza.
And Bianca.
And welcome back. How are we all doing? I'm in Texas right now visiting my parents. So that's why I don't have my microphone or anything. I'm using my AirPods. So if the audio is kind of weird, that's why.
How does it feel to be home? When's the last time you were in Texas?
January. So it's been a
That's a
really long time.
while.
I know. I used to always go home a lot, but I haven't recently this year.
I guess because you have like your own place now, like an apartment, meaning so.
Yeah, I'm like a cat and everything. But yeah, it's been a while, so it's
How
weird.
do you, like, what's it like to be home? Like, what does it feel like? Do you like it? I mean, you've only been home for like what, a
A
day?
day. Yeah. I do, but then I'm like also bored already.
Yeah,
You know what
that's
I mean?
not.
There's not much to do, but like I do enjoy my car, so I get to
Where's like
drive.
comfort in it? Just like being,
I
I
also
don't
like looking through my old stuff since I
I do
haven't been
that.
here in a while. I
Yes.
found so many stuff, so much stuff in my closet that I'm like, oh my gosh, I
Yes.
forgot I had this.
I look through like when I, well, now that I live at home, but like when I used to come home for like holidays and stuff, I used to like always look through like my yearbook and
Yeah,
just
I have a
like,
whole stack of yearbooks on the
yes.
top of my shelf, and I'm like, I just want to like go through everything.
And I do this thing. This is so, I don't know. It's probably a common thing, but like I will like sit on my phone, like Google people that like I went to like
Yeah.
kindergarten with, and I look them up. I'm like, holy shit,
On
this
like
is so
Instagram
bad.
and stuff and like stalk
Yes,
them.
Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah,
It's
it's so
crazy.
weird. Yeah.
I always think like what my younger, like younger self, meaning like first grade, would think of like 23-year-old me.
I know, like where you are now. Like I
Yeah.
look in the yearbook and I see my face and I'm like, I wonder if they would expect for him or they wouldn't.
I saw this journal prompt, and in, I think I forgot where I saw it, but they were like, write a letter to your future daughter, or like your, oh
I
no, like
saw
your,
that. I saw that, I think,
yes,
on Pinterest.
I
I
think that
saw
would
that.
make me cry.
I would cry. We
Or
should do
write a,
that.
we should, or like write a letter to like your younger self. I remember I made a YouTube video years ago when I was like 17. Like there was this video trend going around, and it was right, like, what would you tell your younger self? And I look back on that video and I'm like, oh my God, I would tell that person so much, but meaning me at 17. But like, what's like the one thing you would tell your younger self? Like, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Mine would be not worry so much.
Yeah, that's a
I,
good
that
one.
consumed all my life. I mean, it
Same.
still does now, kind
Yeah.
of.
Things feel like the end of the world. And I remember like
My
older,
mom would always tell me, she'd be like,
yes,
it's
and I'm
not
like,
the end
you
of the
don't get
world.
it.
No. And now looking back, I'm like, okay, it really wasn't that big of a
Yeah.
deal.
I mean, even now, like, I think in general, not even with age, what you're going through at the moment always feels like it's going to be like the biggest thing. And rightfully so, when you get older, things are
Yeah.
larger in your life. But like, I feel like things that I even worried about a year ago, I don't even remember. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, that's what I try to remind myself.
Me
Unless it's
too.
like a life-altering decision, obviously that's
Or if
different.
it's something that's like a big life moment, you know,
Yeah,
like,
like moving or whatever.
I wonder what I want to like watch my video. I wonder if it's still up. I think I would tell my younger self, like, the first thing that comes into my mind is like, oh my God, I don't know. Now my, you never really try to
It's
think.
hard to
Like,
be on the spot.
yeah. You know when someone asks your favorite movie and you forget every
Or it's
movie
like
you've ever
those TikToks where it's like, name two states that start with the letter R. And you're like,
You're like, I don't know, Rhode Island.
like, I don't know. Like, that's what it feels like.
Trying to think now. I want to answer it, my own question. I think I would tell myself, I don't know. Oh my God. We'll come back. We'll circle back. You
Circle back at the end. Circle
have
back.
lipstick on? I've never seen you wear lipstick in my life. Did you find it in
Got
your like closet?
my old, bathroom, it's probably so expired.
My God. I used to be, I know like probably a lot of people can relate to this, like makeup, like Anastasia, Beverly Hills
Junkie, me too.
days. And I look back and like my relationship with makeup is so different now because I literally will just buy like one product and just use it until it
Use it
runs
until it
out.
goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I
I've
do
been
the
doing the
same.
same makeup for like 4 years. But when like beauty gurus were really popular, I used to just like buy all this expensive makeup from Sephora and I
I love
loved
Sam.
it. But I look back on like my YouTube videos and my Instagrams and like all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I wore so much makeup because I
Oh my
loved it.
gosh, I did too. I used to do like people used to like hire me to do their makeup.
Shut up. Why did I not know that?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, like when I worked
Really?
at the salon, I did like some people's makeup there.
That's fun though.
Yeah, I
People
was good
online.
at it. Not
Yeah.
anymore. My skills so bad now.
It's a talent.
Like, I used to be really good, and now I'm just like, I think because I just don't care. I'm like, okay, like,
it's a form of art for sure. Like, I see a lot of people like on TikTok. I feel like
oh my gosh, yeah.
But like
the like special effects Halloween stuff.
Sick.
They literally transform themselves.
It's such a beautiful form of art because it's like you're doing it on yourself or someone else, and it's like a transformation. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, it is really
cool. I was always like amazed by like special effects makeup on like movies, like sci-fi movies and things like that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Or like gore, like when they do like the blood bursting out of the neck, and you're just like, how does that happen? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really cool.
So this week's podcast, I think we're going to title it Our Early 20s because I think we're just going to kind of, we have this idea to just talk about things that are on, things that are on our mind, shit we're going through, you know, because I feel like a lot of people, our demographic, like on the age thing, a lot of you guys are our age. So I feel like, or even younger or older, I feel like this is just a human being, generally emotions, but
yeah,
whatever comes to our mind.
Probably the biggest right now is two things. One is being in this weird limbo of like, obviously we mention this every podcast episode, but we have plans for ourselves in the future. Mm-hmm. And
big plans.
And we're in this weird space, because I know you're feeling this way too, where it's like, we just want to be done with what we're doing right now so we can move on to the next step, but we can't go on to the next step for like 8 months or so. And it's just like that weird period of time that I feel like I live every day is like a blob day, where I live the same day over and over again, and I'm just like over it, and I want to start fresh,
right?
But like, I can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think for me, like, one thing that I always try to implement in my life, and I always am like really aware of, is finding the beauty and like the quote unquote, I'm doing quotations, like simplicity, like the daily simplicity things to like get me through the day. Cause I used to have this, like, obviously we are doing like a really big move by like the end of the summer and probably earlier, like late spring, early summer. And we're doing like a really major life step. And it's both like our first like post-grad things. It's your first time like going abroad. And it's like my first time like really doing it all on my own. And, but I try to remember that, like, I don't have to wait for this big thing to happen. Like, I can still enjoy my daily life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like I put so much pressure on myself, and I don't know if it has to do with like social media, but I also feel like, I always feel like I have to be doing something quote unquote like extravagant to feel fulfilled. Like, I always feel like I have to be doing like something major in my life to feel fulfilled. But then I realize like my daily things that I do every day for myself also make me feel fulfilled. And they're just as important as like making a really big move or like going to like a really fun event or something, like, you know, something that is seen as like exciting. And those things are exciting. But I also feel like for me, I'm really finding the importance of like spending time with my family right now, or like working, or, you know, making a coffee and like hanging out with my cat. Like, I'm finding like the importance and like recognizing that it's okay to like chill out and like,
if any of that makes sense. No, that makes sense. Cause like, I think also it's helped being home. I've been home for like a day, but like just appreciating like I'm home and with my family.
Right.
Like, I get to like do things that I don't normally get to do. I think it's a little different when I'm in New York because I am by myself, and it's school, work, and then it's like not much interaction, but I'm feeling better as I'm home, if that makes sense.
I feel like this time, this period of my life, like we're kind of like in similar periods, like I'm living at home. I feel like this period of my life, like I'm so used to moving around and like changing my life. Like, I've never really been like stagnant and like stable.
We're both like that.
And I feel like I'm like, oh, this is boring. Like, this is a boring phase of my life. But then again, like, I'm realizing how important this time that I'm taking for myself is going to benefit me so much when we move, or like even like a year from now, like taking this time to like work, save money. I mean, I'm going to work regardless. I'm always working, but like saving money and like finishing up school and taking time to like heal from some certain things and really like take this time to quote unquote be boring, but it's not boring. I have to remind myself of that because I'm so hard on myself. I would never say that about someone else's life. But for some reason, when it's me, I'm like, you have
it's
to be doing something.
You
have to be making these big moves, Bianca. But the most moves happen when you take your time. Like, I feel like there's so much like pressure and so much like pressure to rush and like do everything by like your young 20s. Like, there's so much pressure to like make your life this one particular thing in your early 20s. And I'm like, why do I don't have to do that? Like, I have so much time. I don't recognize how much time I have and how much grace and like how special it is to take your time. And you also like appreciate it so much when you don't do everything so fast. Like when you actually work through things and you do like, you do the work. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. And also just like remembering, like this is what I always tell myself when I get in those, like, on board, I don't like over it. It's like in a year or in 2 years from now, I'm going to want to be in my place that I'm in now. That makes sense. Cause I always look back, like even if you're really happy with where you are in the future, like even just like looking back at old pictures and videos, I like look back and I'm like, oh, I missed that time, or like, you know, like that period in my life.
It's feel like I tend to like romanticize the past, and then I have to remember, like, no, like
you're a different person. Yeah, it's terrible sometimes.
Like you're a different person now. Like you're not that version of yourself anymore, and that's okay. Like you're growing more into yourself, and I think that's such a big part of your early 20s. Like your early 20s are such like an interesting time. Because I feel like I haven't been in my mid and late 20s necessarily yet, but like I feel like it's just a very like, I feel like I'm getting to know a version of myself I've never met before. Like I feel like I'm like the most me I've ever been in my whole entire life.
I agree.
The most confident in my ability and like who I am,
my skills.
I'm definitely the most confident I've ever been, but I also feel like I'm the most lost I've ever been. And that's a really interesting feeling. Cause I'm like, why do I feel both of these like polar opposites
at the same time? Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's what's so confusing. Cause I'm like,
yeah,
I feel like I know who I am the most. Like, I feel like I'm very comfortable in my skin most that I've ever been. Like I'm still, you know, dealing
obviously,
with
obviously, yeah, we still
confidence, crap. You know, we're human beings, but I feel like for the most part, like I am confident in like who I am as a friend, who I am as a person, and like, you know, who I am overall. But I also feel like I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, yeah, it's so weird.
I'm so in my head at all times, and I never know how to like vocalize it.
No, I never vocalize anything.
But I know like a majority of us feel very similar. It's just a very confusing time.
It's just weird. Yeah. Like you're just confused and you're just like, what's going on? Like, and sometimes you don't even know how to like verbalize it.
Or sometimes I don't understand it myself.
Yeah, or you can't figure out like what's going on. Like, why am I like feel this way?
I'm like, there's nothing really going on in my life that would.
Yeah, it's like detrimental where you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yes. I feel like a lot of the time, like for me, I'm like, when I am feeling this kind of way and there isn't something majorly going on in my life that would make sense as to why I'm sad or depressed or whatever it is at that time, I'm like, it gets really confusing. And like dealing with depression since I was a really young kid, I never understood that. Because I thought like you always had to have, again, quotations around reason to be depressed, like an obvious reason. But then I realized like dealing with depression, I'm always going to kind of feel that way. And like, I mean, now I have tools and I know how to work through my depression, but still I catch myself like feeling like I have to like know exactly why I feel this way. And I'm learning to like just sit in the feeling, feel the emotion, like not try to like cover it up and just like move through the emotion.
And it's okay to not know. You know what I mean? Like that's
no.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean. No, but like it's okay to not know why you're feeling that way, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to feel your emotion. I think a lot of time
and recognize it and validate it in your head. Because oftentimes I push it away and I'm like, I shouldn't be feeling that way. Like my life is good. Like I'm happy. I'm doing
and you can acknowledge that
well.
You know, we have great things in our lives too.
Yeah.
But you know, I think I validate everyone else's feelings that I forget to validate mine. And I think we all kind of do that. Like when my friends come to me or, you know, someone messages me, I'm like, absolutely, you deserve to feel that way. Like whatever you're feeling is valid, you know?
Yeah.
But then I have a feeling and I'm like, oh my God, Bianca, like, get over it. And I'm like, no, like it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay if like other people don't understand, like what's most important is that like you feel what you're feeling and not try to like push it down. But Yeah.
Yeah. Anything?
What else is going on? What else is going on for you? I saw you have a little point on creativity.
Yeah. I don't know why that's been giving me anxiety recently.
Do you think it's because your job has become to be creative and now it's like your relationship with it has changed a little bit? Because I saw your point on that about like being in a creative rut. And I was like, maybe it's because she feels like, because now it's like a job in a way for you.
Yeah. And that's why I've been trying to like take a step back, and I haven't been posting as much on like TikTok or Instagram really. I mean, compared to like how I normally do, like I was normally very active, right. Just because I just like haven't been inspired. Mm-hmm. And it's like frustrating for me, because like I obviously I'm not the most creative person in the entire world, but like creative in a different way.
Well, everyone's creative in their own way.
Yeah, for sure. Like not like the physical, like drawing, painting, like that kind of crap.
There's so many different versions.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I've just been feeling so like no inspirations or motivations in that sense. And like, I don't want to like act upon it. I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Do you like, feel like you're over New York?
Oh, for sure.
You do?
Yeah. I've been feeling that way for the past, since probably for a while.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the time, like I felt like that towards New York, that like, I felt like it was like a chapter of my life that I was ready.
I feel like I've done everything. For example, a lot of people are moving to New York, like influencers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, New York is becoming very popular.
That through the stuff that they're posting in their lives, they're like so excited. It's so new. It's so fresh. They're like, ah, like, oh my gosh. And I'm just like, I've been here for almost 4 years. Like, I'm just kind of like kind of over it.
I felt
and
like
I don't know if that's the whole, you know, reason to why. I think I'm just also drained. Like, we've been doing a lot. Like, I have my internship. I have a lot of schoolwork. Like, it's a lot to handle right now. But, like, I don't know. It feels weird. Like, and I've creativity has always been, like, something that, like, that's my way to, like, have fun and, like, relax and unwind. It's like, oh, like, I'm so excited. Like, I can, you know, take this kind of picture if I have this vision or do this TikTok or whatever. And not having that, I just feel like kind of weird and almost purposeless in a sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not doing what I know I'm good at or I like to do, and I'm just confused as to why I'm feeling that way.
Right.
Confusion is the word of the day.
Confusion?
Confusion.
Equals early 20s.
Yeah, like what's going on? Like, weird.
I think for me, like I think you're definitely more like creative than I am in the sense with like internet stuff. Like I treat like my like Instagram and stuff more as like, I don't really like use it as like an art form necessarily. I use it as more just like to talk to people and like connect with people. Yeah. But I think for me, like with social media, my relationship with social media is so confusing. I feel like for me, I'm like, I go through stages where I'm like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I want to do social media like again. Like I really want to do this again. Like I have so many ideas and like visions and stuff. Like I want to do this, like I want to do these things. And like, I don't know. But then I'm like, I guess kind of similarly, I feel like there's a lot of content out now. And I feel like I like compare myself a lot. I'm like, oh, I'm not that creative. I'm not that cool. Like I wouldn't like, I don't know. I couldn't do what that person's doing. And like, I don't know why I get in my head so much with that. And then I realize like it's social media. Like it's not, it's what you make of it. And it's like your personal page. So like I go through phases where I'm like, how are people perceiving me? Like, am I like, do people think I'm this? Do people think I'm that? And at the end of the day, like I know who I am and I know like my heart and like, I don't know, but creativity. Yeah. For me, I get really anxious when I post on Instagram. Like I have to like close the app, and get negativity or anything. It's not that gives me anxiety. It's just like the fact that people like can see
Like
me.
Seeing your post and like having, being able to have a thought about it. Like, ooh, I like that. Or, ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get that way too sometimes.
So I'm kind of, but what I am excited for is like, I think with my future, like my first job after post-grad, when we go to, are we saying where we're moving?
It's a surprise.
I feel like we've said the options, but we have chosen one.
But we're not going to say for sure. We're going to keep that as an element of surprise.
Should we wait until like the day we move? Or like,
yeah, I think that would be a good little like secret to have.
I feel like
people probably already kind of know, but like,
there's two options that we have said,
but don't say it again because then we're gonna make it too obvious. So they have to pick up on the clues.
A clue.
It's like a little scavenger hunt.
We have said what two cities were an option for us, and we have chosen one.
Yeah, unofficially.
But like
chosen one.
90%. Yeah,
but like officially, but unofficially. Like we don't know. We don't have any house. Why do I keep saying?
Well, we can't get an apartment yet. Starting the visa process pretty soon. What I will say is really comforting that like we're doing this together.
Oh, I agree. I researched a bunch last night. It keeps coming up in my dreams too. Like what I'm researching is like appearing in my dreams.
And I think for us, like it feels so far, but it's really not. Mm-mm. Like because
it's almost 2022. It's almost January.
And we're probably gonna like a lot. I almost called you Alyssa. I have a beautiful friend named Melissa. Hi, Alyssa. But
hi,
Eliza, we do love you. She's Canadian.
I love Canadians.
Shout out to all our Canadians.
I love them.
I would live in Canada.
I wish I was Canadian sometimes.
Me too. Seems fun. Anyways, what was I going to say?
I graduate in May.
Oh, yeah. We both graduate at the same time, but Eliza's lease is up in May. So I feel like we're going to move around like early summer. So we have that summer to really adjust. Do you know what I mean? Like midsummer, July, maybe like right before my birthday or like the week after.
Yeah. Like July, August. Oops.
That's like what I'm getting.
Yeah. Cause I want time to like move out of my apartment and obviously bring all my stuff to Texas.
Right.
Figure that out.
I'm saving all the money that I can.
Yeah. Say that's why I want to like sell all my shit.
Yeah.
Like if I need, I was like hesitant on that word. If I need to like hustle and like do something, like I have time to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've been really like, I haven't been buying anything because it's like in my mind now, and I'm the type of person like when I know like there's no other option, like
I'm not buying, like okay, I buy clothes, but I'm really trying to limit my
wardrobe. Eliza has a little problem.
I'm trying to buy only staple pieces so I can get rid of all my extra stuff.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, and this is your first major,
like I want like a capsule wardrobe, like I'm becoming an adult. I wonder if I could do like a New York like sale before I leave and people just like come and just buy like all my stuff.
I see a lot of people do that would be really cool.
Maybe you come up and help me.
I can come up and help you.
I'll pay you for your help.
What the fuck,
for your support.
Eliza always wants to pay me for something and I'm like, can you stop?
Because I feel bad, like obviously.
But can we give a little sneak peek to what our living room is gonna look like?
I don't want people to know. Hey,
okay, one hint.
Okay,
brown leather couch.
Yeah,
we're going for
we're gonna leave that up to their imagination because that could go two ways. No, the brown leather couch.
Brown leather couch.
I have to like describe it.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm really excited.
I'm just visioning big windows.
Yeah. We already have like a list of apartments and areas we really like in the city that we're moving to, most likely. Yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, there's no other option. Like we're going.
Oh,
a lot of people
are
doubting us. Like a lot of people are like,
I know,
in their lives are like, are you sure you guys are gonna do this? And we're like, yeah, like we're making this happen.
It's not an option.
No,
because like any other option, I don't want it.
Yeah, this is the only thing that's on my mind 24/7.
Me too. It's the only thing that's really like motivating me to like actually do good in school sometimes.
And Eliza and I have like really have wanted to do this together for so long. Yeah. Like this is something like, I don't know,
since we first met each other.
I hate calling you a friend because I'm like, that word doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, it's offensive.
My life with you.
I don't like, my friend, like. Ew.
Like you're always included in all my plans in my life. Like I hope you know.
Yeah,
that.
Like you never have to invite. I never invite you. You're always invited.
Like when I was I'm going back abroad like the month after I graduate, and she was like, and I was like, so you're gonna come? And she's like, yeah.
And that was always my plan, was to leave after.
Yeah, Eliza's plan. She really wants to move to London, but I was like, how about these places?
Yeah, I wanted to move to London. Well, because I got accepted to that school, so it like made sense.
But I'm really excited about the place that we chose.
It seems fake.
I get like butterflies.
Yeah, it seems fake.
It's just, I cannot wait to like say where it is. I want to say it so bad.
I know. I just have a vision of how it's gonna
Eliza's like, I already have my Instagram story.
Like how it's gonna be released into the world. Like people actually care. Like people are gonna be counting down, like, oh, this is the day they're gonna, like, nobody cares.
So,
like,
we are going to the place in March.
Two places. Two of the cities, potentially.
That were the option.
Yeah.
And we had really been going over, like, going back and forth. We were 50-50 on both of the places. Mm-hmm. And we were just, like, weighing out our options. And then we looked into, obviously,
financial situations, jobs,
everything.
Visa process.
Visas, you know, what would make the most sense? Like, what process would make more sense for us? You know, it's a very personal thing. Cause it's like what works best for you financially, everything like that. Yeah. And one day I was just like, I think we should choose.
It helps that we're in similar industries.
We are
similar. Like, obviously we like the same things.
Yeah. We like
we're basically similar. Like the same person.
We also really like Eliza and I, this has nothing to do with the city we chose, but Eliza and I live very, like, our day-to-day life very similar.
Yeah.
Just in the way that, like, you know, like we all, like, as a roommate, for example, like we live very similar, and it just, like, made sense. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, are we choosing this city?
And, well, because like, we were just notice? Like picking things favoring that, and we wouldn't realize, and then we're like, oh.
But it's funny because this city wasn't like our first choice. Mm-mm. The other one was. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just fell into our lap like that. And like we like researched a lot of companies that we like out there, and you know, mm-hmm. just see what we gravitated towards most was this city. And so we're really
this city.
So when we go in March, y'all will see the two options on our Instagram, and you'll see, we won't say which one it is.
Yeah, we can't seem like we favor one either on Instagram. We have to be very neutral.
Well, you haven't been to
either. Oh, equal. Before. No.
See, I've been to both. Yeah. So I feel like you won't be able to tell which one we favor. I don't favor either, but one
yeah.
is the one we chose. It's crazy. I get butterflies.
I know, me too. I get so excited.
I think the moment that's really going to hit me is like when we're sitting, when we get off the long flight with Stevie and we're sitting like
with all of our suitcases
and we're like, what the fuck did we just do?
Yeah. We're just like
we're here.
Like, what is it? And like Stevie's like running around exploring. I don't know why that gets me. Like, really gets
it's
me.
Just, it's like, we like look out the window and like see the like whatever view it is. And it's like nothing we've ever known.
We're just like,
the city doesn't look like a place we've ever lived.
No.
We're gonna have to get bikes. Sorry, was that a hint?
No, it's not.
Both cities ride bikes. We're gonna have to get bikes. I'm not a good bike rider.
I love bikes. It just really hurts.
Now I'm picturing us bike riding.
No.
It's gonna be chaos with our groceries.
I'm actually really good at, because city biking in New York is a good test.
And I feel like that city has like a similar vibe with
the bike. Yeah.
That is a little bit of a hint, but you find out what city. You'll see.
You'll see.
Yeah, we haven't really told anyone, really. Mm-hmm. Not that we're keeping it a secret. I just feel like when I like have a plan,
I don't want to like jinx. I know that's not how it works, but like.
I know. But in my head, I'm like, if I tell a bunch of people and get really excited, then like, what if it doesn't happen?
That's why we just kind of keep on the DL. We're not keeping it on the DL at all.
No, we're just making a major move.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. It's like the biggest chapter so far of our lives, and we're doing it together. But it does help that, like, because the process with like visas and
everything, you're not by yourself,
residence and like all that kind of stuff is really nice, because we'll be able to do that together. Because when I went abroad last time, it was a totally different visa because I was a student. So this time it's like, I don't, you know, it's confusing.
So confusing.
But I have hope that if we research and
we have people good.
That we can ask, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. It's all I think about.
I know, me too.
Anyways. How to save my money.
Me too.
Yeah. What else is on your mind?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I need a new TV show.
Oh, someone please call. Okay.
What was Eliza's watched every TV show, so it's so hard.
There was a show that came into my
Midnight brain. Mass you were watching, right?
Oh, I couldn't.
You didn't get
it. I don't really. It's just like one of those shows where it's like in the background, like I'm going on my phone.
Like you don't really pay attention to it.
Yeah, but apparently it's really good. Everybody's like, oh, like, I'm just like.
My thing is like, I always like judge a show too soon. Like I'll watch like two episodes.
The first. Like, oh yeah, me too.
Obviously the first two episodes like.
Sometimes are the worst. Yeah. So it's like. I just want the patience. It's really bad. So if anyone has a show, let us know.
Oh, you know what happened to me this week and I need to discuss?
Oh, yeah. People know about it. I don't know why. I'm like, don't tell. It's a spoiler.
Wait, what? Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah. But like, oh, it's been like, out since I was like,
I thought you thought school, I was so I don't know. Gonna say something like really personal towards my life. I was like, what? What do you think?
No.
No, my personal life is really boring right now. Not boring, just nothing is really happening.
It's just normal.
Yeah, it's just kind of going through the motions, but so spoiler if you haven't watched Grey's Anatomy, don't listen to this. When Derek dies, how dare they? That was the saddest thing. I sobbed.
Well, because you've never seen Bianca hasn't seen Grey's Anatomy in full until now.
Look, I knew
so I used to watch it I used to watch it in high school and a little bit in middle school, like as it was coming out kind of vibes. So it was interesting to see your perspective of it since you haven't seen it. And I've already like, you know.
They started playing Chasing Cars.
It's the songs that really get me.
I lost my shit. Like, and then when she's like, you can go or whatever she said.
Yeah, something I don't that know. Sort.
And like, oh my God. And then she's pregnant and she disappears. I love the way that her and Alex's like friendship really like transforms, because Alex is like the new Christina. Also, yeah. You and I are definitely Christina and Meredith. And then Christina goes to Switzerland. Tell me that's not a coincidence.
I know. I feel like you're more Meredith and I'm more Christina though, if anything. Do you not feel that way? For some reason, I don't know why I feel that way.
I don't know. I feel like it can switch off. Depending. Yeah.
Like the Switzerland thing obviously is more you than on me.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. But.
When the characters die in that show, it's mentally draining.
Derek really shook me to the core. Lexi and Mark did get me.
Oh, because for me, when I was watching it, that was unexpected.
That one was a shock.
The Derek thing, like, it was leading up, like, oh, he has one season left. Like, how are they going to end it?
The episodes leading up to it, he wasn't really in them.
Yeah, like, you kind of got a vibe. But, like, with Lexi and... What's his name?
Mark.
I almost went, because I was McSteamy.
Yeah.
He's in... Remember when he appeared in Euphoria?
Euphoria, that I miss. Oh, that's one of the best shows of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really good. Especially for this
generation.
Yeah, decade vibes. Yeah.
I feel like watching that show, if older people watch that show, I feel like they would have a lot more understanding of our generation. Because I feel like obviously our generation
is so accurate.
It really is. And I think people can relate to different characters for different reasons. I feel like I really resonate with like Rue and Cassie the most. Those two I feel like I really resonated with.
Yeah.
Like Cassie's relationship with just like men and stuff, and then Rue's relationship with depression. Like I remember the scene where she was watching Love Island and she can't get up to pee. Like I've been there. Like I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to get up to pee. Like it was a very accurate, like I feel like a lot of the time shows can kind of like skim, they'll mention depression but they'll skim over and then
it's like surface level
and it
just like you get over it fast kind of thing.
Oh, that was a pack of cigarettes in your background. I was like, oh, those Marlboros.
Oh, it's a beauty blender.
I was like, Eliza,
I was trying to figure out what that was. No, it's a beauty blender. My mom
got me that. Does not look like a pack of cigarettes from like really far away.
No, maybe it's a beauty blender. I don't know. My mom maybe is so cute. Figured you could use a new one. A little note with little heart tape.
Stop.
Really gets me. Oh, and then she got this. Just a little quick call. She said, I must be allergic to rude people.
Accurate. When you guys lived in Pittsburgh, I remember I went to visit you and your mom left like little notes on our bed and like the pillows.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I forgot about that.
And you and I like wanted to cry.
Didn't she give us chocolate too one time? I was like, did I make that up?
Wasn't it It was Easter. It was Easter time, remember?
Oh, yeah, because it's spring break vibes.
There's this one photo of us at dinner. It makes me laugh so much. It was like when we were really into, like, remember the cheetah midi skirt phase? Who went through the cheetah midi skirt phase? We all did.
Oh, I thought you were asking the photo. Oh, and my style, I feel the most myself because I wear the same, like the same variation of everything.
Same.
Every day.
I used to like really put pressure on myself to like dress quote unquote cool.
Cool. Especially going to fashion school.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone's like.
Or living in New York City. But then I realized my favorite style is just like that, like
simple, effortless. Just like
throwing something on. And that's what I feel effortless. The most comfortable in. But for me, like, I know I feel the most confident. Like, my go-to blazer, white tank top, Levi jeans, boots, or Converse.
Blazer is my favorite piece of clothing ever created on this earth.
A good crew neck.
Good crew. A nice pair of fitting jeans.
Yeah. I've yet to find a good pair of, like perfectly fitted jeans.
That don't stretch out.
I have this one pair of Levi's that I thrifted in Brooklyn, like, 2 years
ago. Those are good. Those are a good one.
Yeah, they are. And they never stretch out. I think because they're vintage. Like, they're definitely old. And they're very worn in, but I wear them like every day. But I really like, I know like really nice jeans are usually pretty expensive, but like I hate spending a lot of money on clothes.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But it does pain me. Like, I like, okay, if I buy this, like I need to get rid of like 5 things to like supplement for the money.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
For me, like, I think when I get older, I'm going to invest more in, like, pieces, like you said, like, that I know I'm going to, like, wear forever. Like, a really good pair of, like, Levi jeans. Like, I'm going to have those jeans for the rest of my life, for sure.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. Think of a state. Eliza and I have a state game where we try to think of a state at the same
time. I have one came into my head, but it's kind of obvious. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. It's a little obvious.
Okay.
One, two.
Three. Montana. Colorado. They're
kind of
close.
We always try to find correlations between them. Eliza will be like Vermont and I'll be like Alabama. I'm like, no, that's kind of similar.
I don't know why I'm not.
We'll play this game for hours. One more time. Let me think of one. I'm trying to send it to you.
This one came to my head first, but I'm not feeling confident.
Me either. I don't think I've ever said this one.
I've said this one. One.
Two. Three. Oregon.
Mississippi.
Okay, one more time. Play a color.
Okay, this one just came into my head.
Too. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. One, two, three. Purple. Red.
Good night.
Wow, we're really off today.
Because we're drifting.
Stop.
We're the opposite of drifting. Do you ever feel like we're getting closer and closer? And I'm like, is this possible?
Yeah, it's kind of concerning. Whatever. Does anyone know what tchotchkes is? Comment down below. I really want it for lunch.
What is it?
Oh, it's only 1:40 here. It's like sandwiches, but they only used to have them in Atlanta when I lived there. And then when we moved to Pittsburgh, they didn't have them and I was so upset. They're like a good lunch. It's like, it's hard to explain.
When I lived in North Carolina, there was this, you probably know because you live in Georgia, McAllister's. Do you remember McAllister's?
Yes.
It has the best potato salad and I still think about it and I'm 23. So now I have this thing where we have a scenario like of the month. We cannot tell you our scenario now because it's a little embarrassing.
We've had the same scenario for a couple months now.
And we're like, and then we talk about the scenario every time we FaceTime every single day and we add something new.
We're like, so what's new with the scenario?
So we're like, what is this person gonna say, like, when they, you know, or like, what are we gonna wear, like,
or like, what's the vibe, like, what's the weather out this day?
And I'm like, so like, I'm wearing my leather blazer and I feel like you're wearing a crew neck and you're like, oh yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
are these scenarios ever gonna happen? We don't know. We might be manifesting them.
We could be cheating the system, really. Because we're really helping ourselves.
Scenarios. We have a new one recently.
Yeah.
Now that we've like really
honed in on our life.
Yeah.
It's really great. Really funny.
And then we think about the scenarios to fall asleep every night and then we add to it the next day.
And we reconvene.
Because we FaceTime about every day. I imagine that too.
Yeah. And our dreams have become very vivid recently.
Mine too. It's a full moon. as we're recording this.
I thought mine, my birthday is the full moon. That's a new moon.
That's a good, that's a good thing. Your birthday's a new moon.
What can I say?
What can I say?
It's because of me. It's because of Liza.
That's all that's been on my mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, any last thoughts?
Anything you want to share with the class, Elizabeth? Elizabeth. Do you think anyone says it like that?
I don't think so.
Think of a state one more time and then we'll end this.
I keep thinking of the same state.
It's don't not say Louisiana. You always say Louisiana.
No, it's not. And nothing has come to my brain. I'm not feeling good about this.
Okay.
I don't even have. Okay.
Look, I'm sending it to you.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Alabama.
Well, you always pick that little southern state.
I don't know, because my brain is just drawn to it.
Okay. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoy this little podcast about what's been on our mind and what we've been going through. And I hope it made you feel a little less alone.
Week after is my birth week.
Your birth week.
We'll do an episode all about Elizabeth.
Dude, I cry on my birthday every year.
I do too. I get depressed. I'm always depressed, but like extra.
That makes me sad because I'm being
really growling.
What are we doing on your actual birthday? You said you want to go to brunch at Citizens.
Yeah. Right? I thought when you said that, I thought of Citizens of Humanity, the gene place. I don't know why. I've never been there in my life.
Citizens of, which one is
I
that?
I want to get a Starbucks.
Okay.
In the morning, extra early before, like, you know.
Your gifts. I already know how I'm going to do it. I want to tell her what they are so bad.
No, don't.
Got her 6 things. No, I got you 5 things and then the Chase Atlantic tickets. Yeah. I got you 5 things and an experience. 2 of the things are going to go in our apartment.
Don't tell me.
I already told you that.
One of them.
Eliza and I are the worst with giving each other gifts because Eliza, like, for my birthday, she'll give it to me like a week earlier.
Well, because giving gifts is my love. I like to give gifts to people to share that I love them.
Eliza likes to get gifts too. Fuck off.
No, I do, but that's not my primary love language.
You don't know what I do.
I really like when people care. I don't really care what it is.
My
like
favorite kind of gifts is like when it's something like someone remembers about you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you really want Dutch clog salt and pepper shakers. And like, I have that on the list and you'll probably be getting it for Christmas.
Like, yeah, like I have specific.
I have a list of things in my phone that I want to buy Eliza.
I do too for you. And it's an ever changing list. Or ever.
I'm never going to be able to love my significant other the way I love you.
I know. It's actually scary
all the time. I'm like
thinking of buying gifts for someone else besides my sister and my family. I like to buy gifts for my sister because she likes the same things. Actually, I like to get gifts for everybody, you know, because you just tailor to their likes.
I'm like, what do you mean I have to like not have Eliza as like a part
of me? Emergency contact.
You'll always be my emergency contact.
Also, did you know that's supposed to be only someone that you live in the same city as?
Oh, you were mine in Switzerland.
Say, you were mine and also I had my mom. And apparently people are like, you can't, that's not good because it's
I usually do happen, you and my mom.
Who's going to come get you? Because they live in a different city.
I'm like Eliza, she's going to get on a plane and come to Switzerland.
Yeah, like, I don't really know. Like, what's the other option?
In the midst of a pandemic, probably not at the time, but.
I would still find a way.
Yeah.
Anyways, I would find a way.
We love you guys so much. We hope you guys enjoyed this pod.
We hope you guys have a good week.
We love you so much.
Sorry, I'm so yawny today.
The next podcast will probably be all about Eliza. It'll be your B-day, the big 2-3. Okay, anyways, we love you guys so much. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you guys next time.
Next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.